on the program with us, a young lady who is up for an Emmy next week. The daytime Emmys are taking place next Friday, and one of the nominees in the category Outstanding Younger Actress in a Drama Series is the young lady who plays Bridget Forrester Sharp on The Bold and the Beautiful. We are talking about Jennifer Finnegan. Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Hi, Peter. I'm good. How are you?
Fine. Thanks for being on the program with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, you're busy. I am busy.
I'm a busy girl.
You've been flying here, there, and everywhere.
I have. I just got back from Milan, Italy yesterday, actually. So I'm a little jet-lagged right now.
Now, what was happening in Milan? Was that a shoot for Bold and Beautiful?
Well, actually, every year and a half or so, the show visits Italy to shoot some episodes. But this was something separate. This was an award show, sort of an equivalent to our nighttime Emmys. It's called the Telegatto Awards, and it's an Italian television award show. And I was presenting along with the guy who plays my husband, Sean Kanan. So they flew us down there for basically for the long weekend, and we presented an award with Sean Connery and Patrick Swayze and Peter O'Toole. So it was pretty exciting.
The show, Bold and Beautiful, is big there, isn't it?
It is a phenomenon. I had been told, to expect sort of a crazy experience, but I never, ever expected it to be that ridiculous. I mean, we were being swarmed. The fans there are really different. They're almost rabid. I mean, it's a good thing. It's a good thing, but they're very different from what we experience here.
Now, is the show up to date in Milan as it is here, or is it a little behind episodic-wise?
It's only 3 months behind, which isn't bad for Europe.
Yeah.
Because, there's other areas that are, 7 years behind. So they're only about 3 months behind. They were pretty much up to date with my storyline, and I will never forget being chased down the streets of Milan by hordes of fans.
Now, have you had the opportunity to watch yourself dubbed?
I've seen myself in Spanish, and I really wanted to catch it in Italy, but I didn't have time. I have seen myself in Spanish, and that's a little bit strange. I was just hoping that the Spanish voice wouldn't be better than my own,
Mm-hmm.
I might feel a little threatened.
We're talking to Jennifer Finnegan here on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJD 800. Now, as I mentioned, you're nominated for Outstanding Younger Actress in a Drama Series. The role you play of Bridget Forrester Sharp on The Bold and the Beautiful. And if I look over the nominees in your category, you're the only one in that category who is in an L.A.-based soap.
Right.
Which I understand is a little bit, generally speaking, there's been a lot of controversy over how the nomination process has taken place through the course of the Emmys. Has there been discussion about that amongst your cast and crew on The Bold and the Beautiful?
Every year it's the same story. It's very political, and yeah, it's controversial as well. What happens is, I mean, this year in particular, of all of the categories and all of the nominees, there's only six of us from the West Coast who are nominated, and I think probably 35 or so on the East Coast. Now, there's something wrong there, and it seems to me every year a certain show or two shows in particular tend to sweep the nominations. What happens is that there's a lot of block voting involved, which is shows band together and sort of, tell each other who to vote for. And, this is a kind of thing that's not really present in the nighttime Emmys or the Golden Globes. Yes, they're political as well, but their voting process is different. They send out tapes so that the voters can see everyone's work before they nominate people. Whereas us, it's our peers who nominate each other. And our peers are all actors as well. They don't have time to watch what we do. They don't know what we do. So we all vote for everyone on our show, and we don't tend to vote for anyone else.
The other problem, too, I guess, is the fact that, if you compare it to the film world, people are nominated for a particular role, maybe 120 minutes or a two-hour film.
Yeah.
In television, it's 22 episodes, perhaps, and you pick your best one for maybe 22. But with you guys in daytime drama, you're on every day, no repeats. How do you pick your reel, for instance, the reel that got you nominated? How do you decide what you're going to use to vie for a nomination?
Well, this is the thing that I just said. We're not allowed to send out reels to vie for nominations. we only are allowed to submit our reels once we've been nominated. So it's really luck of the draw and a very political race to get nominated, because we are not allowed to submit anything for that nomination. We're just basically praying that we get nominated, that we're recognized by our peers on other shows. And it's very difficult for our show in particular, because we only have 18 cast members, as opposed to As the World Turns, Days of Our Lives, who have, you know, upwards of 35. And so these people can vote for each other, and they could get 35 votes, whereas we can only get 15 to 16, 17, you know? So that's why I feel so lucky to be nominated this year, because it's very tough, A, on the West Coast, and B, on our show, which has the smallest cast of all of the soaps.
So when you finally do get nominated,
yeah,
you have to submit, as you say, your reel. How do you decide what to submit?
Well, it's tricky, because, you know, you have to choose from about 200 episodes. Basically, you listen to what other people say, what stuck out in their minds. You know, I'm so subjective. It's my own material. I'm so critical of myself. So I just sort of asked around and sat there for hours and hours watching myself. I got to tell you, I got so sick of watching me. And I basically went for the shows that stuck out the most this year. I put up about 4 shows together.
Mm-hmm.
On the reel. And I'm just, you know, hoping for the best. It's some good stuff. I'm actually really proud of my material. So, you know, whatever the outcome, I'm confident that I submitted some good stuff.
Now, is this the first year you're nominated?
This is, yeah. This is only hasn't even been 2 years that I've been on the show now.
So how excited was it when you heard you were nominated? You know, there's that old saying, it's just an honor to be nominated. Do you feel that way?
I do. I know that's so cheesy and cliche, but I really, really do. I mean, I'm new, plus it is so political, you know, plus I'm having so much fun right now, and this is such an honor to be having this job, you know, and working when there's so many talented people out there who aren't even working. So to get a nomination like this, it's just been amazing. I mean, I started crying when I found out, and, you know, honestly, this is more for my parents than for me right now. I'm just like, you know, I know how proud they are, and this is for them.
Oh, you have no idea how proud your father is. if you stop in the halls here at CJD and say hello to Jack, your father, and mention how's Jennifer doing, you can't go any further in the hall.
Oh, my God. Dad, I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, there's no reason to be embarrassed. He's very, very, very proud of you.
Torturing those people.
Oh, it's no torture whatsoever, unless you're in a hurry at the photocopy machine. But
yeah, exactly.
But he's very, very proud of all the work that you've done, and rightly so. Now, you've been on the show, as you say, for just a little under 2 years.
Yeah.
And what was it like, you know, walking in that first day on essentially an established hit show like The Bold and the Beautiful, with a lot of great actors that have been doing daytime for a long time in some cases?
Right. Gotta be honest, I had never seen the show.
Well, that works to your advantage, doesn't it?
Probably, yeah. That way I wasn't intimidated by anyone. I guess I was intimidated in the way that, you know, these were all very seasoned daytime actors. They all knew exactly what they were doing, and I was the new girl. But, you know, I've never been a huge fan of daytime, only because I never had time to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always busy during the day, and, you know, but it has got such a huge fan base, and I realized that as soon as I started working on it. And these people, some of them have been there for like 15 years, and they have worked, and I always say this, that daytime actors don't get the respect that is due to them. I mean, they have worked so hard. Sometimes I have 40 pages of dialogue for tomorrow, you know, and this is not unusual. And I get it the night before, and we don't have cue cards, and we don't have a teleprompter. So, you know, this is the hardest. I've done film. I've done TV movies. I've done episodics. I've done a lot of nighttime. I have never worked as hard as I'm working right now. This is some crazy, crazy work. It's extremely rigorous.
Does it become easier for you, though, even though you have 40 pages of dialogue, does it become a little easier as you get to know your character, as you get a feel for who Bridget Forrester is?
Definitely, definitely. I mean, it's, you know, your brain is sort of a muscle, and as long as you keep it toned and you you regularly exercise it, it, you know, it'll come through. I mean, people always ask, well, how do you do it? Well, I don't have a choice. I have to. This is what I get paid to do. It's like, how do you do brain surgery? Well, that's what you do. I mean, that's a bad comparison, but it's, you know, that's just, you know, it's something that, that at first I would go home and cry because I didn't know how I would possibly learn all that dialogue. But yeah, when you start doing it every day, it just gets easier and easier to a point where the veterans on the show basically have to read their material, three times over and they know it. And so, so I'm getting to that point now where it's getting easier and easier, but it's weird because if I'm off for a couple weeks, I get back and I have to retrain my memory and my brain over again.
Now, your character, was one of a character that, suffered from one of the many soap opera afflictions that go through over the years, Soros, right?
Oh, right. Oh, soap opera rapid aging
syndrome. Yes. Before you showed up on the show, your character was a little girl.
Yeah.
So you come in as you are now. What kind of instruction did you get from the producers as far as the Bible was concerned, dealing with your character?
Well, I guess the Bible was, they sent me a hardcover book, the Bold and Beautiful book, basically, that has the history of the show and all of the characters, which, of course, I didn't read. so it was time. And so I got there, and basically, I didn't really get any instructions. They trusted me to make the character my own, which I did. And I'm really glad I didn't have to replace anyone my age. I'm really glad, because that's a lot of pressure, you know, especially, like, the guy who plays my brother, he replaced a very popular actor who's now in General Hospital, and that was a huge struggle for him, because, you know, that the previous actor had been really, really popular, and, you know, and he had to try and make this character his own, but the audience has, you know, a lot of trouble embracing a new character, so luckily I replaced the kid, and it had been 2 years since she'd been on. And, you know, I just sort of made it my own.
You mentioned the fans in Milan, and how are the fans in North America? How has the fame of the role affected you?
It really varies. I mean, you know, depending on where I travel, the Midwest, it's pretty popular there. L.A. is great because I can go days and days and days without being even acknowledged by any, you know, fan of the show. And you know, that's kind of nice. I mean, that's why, well, you know, a lot of celebrities here are just ignored. They're just, you know, everyday life. But you know, it's weird. Sometimes, even when I go back to Montreal, I forget that I'm in the public eye. I really do. And so, even last time I went home, I would walk into a store and people would know, or I'd be waiting on the street corner and someone would drive by and shout out my name, you know. And that still surprises me. It really, and I'm glad that I'm not used to it because I think it keeps me grounded.
One of the things about soap stars is that not so much now as it was before, but still a little bit more than nighttime or film actors, people tend to identify you more with the character than with your name, Jennifer Finnegan.
Right.
Do you find that, you know, people come to you and say, oh, hello, Bridget.
Oh, my God,
and have
yeah.
no idea who Jennifer Finnegan is, but yes. they know Bridget?
I mean, well, in Italy, that was the whole thing, was Bridget. So, yeah, it's definitely like that. I mean, you look at you know, the big movie actors, and they're doing a different film. They're never known for one film in particular. They're constantly going from film to film, and they're interviewed as themselves, and they're, you know, on the cover of magazines as themselves, whereas when I'm on the cover of a magazine, it's a soap magazine, and the title under it says, Will Bridget Leave Her Husband? It's always, I'm only identified with my character, and people see me every single day in their homes as Bridget Forrester. So that's what they know me as, and frankly, I like it that way, because once in a while I will get someone who comes up to me and says, Jennifer, and that takes me by surprise, and it also, I take it more personally, you know. Not that it's intrusive, it just really takes me by surprise that someone would know me.
Right. Now, there are some actors, as you said, who have been on that show for a long time, almost since the inception of the show in some cases. And there are some younger actors who come and go, and for some younger actors, it's sometimes considered a stepping stone to be in daytime and then move on to either nighttime television or in films.
Right.
Do you have any goals or aspirations to stay with the show, or would you like to stay long term, or do you want to be on the big screen, or what?
I have to be as diplomatic as I possibly can here.
Mm-hmm.
I came into this. I mean, I got this job off the plane. I was visiting Los Angeles for the week. And, you know, I managed to get an audition right from the L.A. airport. And I didn't even think twice about it. And it completely changed my life. And here I am now, you know. So I had never thought about doing daytime. My path was basically, you know, I thought it was set. I had been doing a lot of episodics, and I thought it was, you know, logically going to lead into prime time and then hopefully film. Right now, I'm working on the show. It's a fantastic show. It is. And I'm really glad that I'm doing it. I'm so grateful for it. You know, I'm getting good material now. And I'm completely content at present time. But this is my passion. There's nothing else in the world that I love more than what I'm doing. And, you know, honestly, my dream is to do this as long as I can, to make a good living doing it, and I would love to do film
mm-hmm.
in the future. You know, I mean, ideally, I could stay on the show for a little while longer and do other things as well, but we'll see. I really, you know, I believe in fate, and so whatever's meant to happen will, but ideally, I do see myself doing film down the road.
Well, in the 2 years, or a little under 2 years that you've been on the show, how much time has your character been front burner?
It's like peaks and valleys, you know. It's very much, when I first started, actually, I worked nonstop for about 3 months, and then I probably had about 3 months off where I wasn't doing anything. And then I had that big storyline where I got married and eloped to Vegas and all of that. And from that moment, I basically haven't rested much since. And considering the storyline I have beginning right now, it doesn't look like I'm going to have much rest in the future. But I'm confident that eventually I will be able to at least start auditioning for other things, you know?
We're talking with actress Jennifer Finnegan here on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJD 800. As you mentioned earlier, daytime is some of the hardest work that actors will ever put in. Now, you said you have 40 pages of dialogue for tomorrow, which obviously we're interrupting your studying right now.
I know, how dare you?
Yeah. But what is your day like? I mean, the night before, you got these 40 pages of dialogue to learn. How long would that normally take you?
Well, I like to give it about an hour so I can make my choices and, you know, try and become as familiar with it as I can.
And how much leeway do you have with the writing? Can you make it more rigid if you feel that's important, or do you have to read each word as it's there on the page?
That's a kind of a frustrating part of this job, is that soap operas are extremely plot-driven, so that whereas a lot of movies are character-driven, which works to the advantage of the actor. But for us, it's so plot-driven that a lot of times I really feel it compromises my character. They have me saying things, doing things that this character I created would not do. So I really do take it into my own hands to make changes, run it by the director, the producers. And the beauty about the show is that the people I work with are so fantastic. They're more than willing to let me do what I need to do.
Okay, so you spend an hour memorizing and making notes and that kind of stuff the night before.
Yeah.
And then what happens the next day? How early do you start?
Day. I mean, it's, you know, usually it's average 9 to 5. We get in there, we get our hair and makeup, we rehearse, and then we go to work. Sometimes I'm out of there by noon, sometimes I'm out of there by 9 at night. But generally speaking, it's about a 9 to 5 job, and that's why a lot of the people stay there for so long. They have families, they love the hours, and, you know, it's perfect.
So next Friday night, it's the 17th, I believe, you're up for an Emmy for your role in the Outstanding Young Actress in a Drama Series, and the Daytime Emmys are in New York this year, right?
Yes.
And
Every year.
And one of the things that's interesting about the Daytime Emmys is unlike other shows, the cast seems to sit together at a table. So is it going to be like one giant party for you guys next week?
Pretty much. The Bold and Beautiful cast members like to party. These are they're a crazy bunch. I mean, we're actually, yeah, we're all staying at different hotels, but we have various cocktail parties every night. We have dinners, and we all hang out. I mean, this is going to be a crazy week.
In addition to possibly winning, are you presenting as well?
I'm not presenting. I presented last year. That was actually a great thing to do because it sort of gave me a taste of what was to come. It really introduced me to the whole world of award shows. But this year, I mean, how strange. Presenter last year, nominee this year.
Now, will your dad be in New York, or are you keeping him chained to a TV set here in Montreal?
You know, I'm so superstitious, and the first thing that crossed my mind was, God, I'm so nervous. I can't have them there. It's going to make me too nervous. And I thought, what are you talking about? I can't deprive them of this. I can't deprive myself of having them beside me. This is their proudest moment. So, you know, I had to. They're definitely going to be sitting beside me at that moment.
Well, it'll be a family event.
Yeah, I'm having both of them there. It's at Madison Square Theater, whereas normally it's at Radio City Music Hall, but I think security issues and all that, they wanted to put it into a smaller theater. So, I'm having them fly down that day, and they're gonna come to the award show.
Now, without jinxing it, what do you think your odds are like?
Okay, I'm knocking on wood right now. What are the odds? I really hate thinking about that. This is, again, the whole fate thing. If this is supposed to happen, I suppose it will. You know, from what I've been told, there are two main contenders, and I'm one of them.
The other one being?
The other one being the girl from As the World Turns.
Christina Sisko?
Yes.
Abigail?
Yes.
Okay.
And I've even actually met a lot of actors from As the World Turns recently doing a promo for CBS, and funnily enough, they all watched the show,
mm-hmm.
and they all came up and said, it's either you or our girl.
Well, I've seen your work, and put it this way, I think your chances are very good, and you know, knock on wood, it will go to you. But you're definitely not going to be waiting as long as Susan Lucci, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, God.
Okay.
I would have jumped out a tall building by now.
Jennifer, I'm glad we had the chance to talk to you this evening.
Thank you.
Wish you well on the awards next week at the Emmys, and also continued success in The Bold and the Beautiful.
Let me just say hi, and I love you to my mom and dad.
Okay. And now I have something to talk to Jack about when he stops me in the halls.
Exactly.
I got all the dirt already. Jennifer Finnegan here on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJD 800.